Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, Clips of the Week time. A dirty dozen for you, and we will kick off with sports newsreader David Marsland.
So Liverpool have a chance of going top of the league, at least for a bit this afternoon, but they have to overcome Bournemouth first. Alex Crooks at the Vitalis right there.
I love that place. What a stadium it is.
The Bear. Yeah.
Bournemouth. Know what that is.
Fisherman's Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway had a late Christmas gift suggestion.
With Christmas on the horizon, we'll also be talking about books this morning.
Well, that's good. Do you know what? I am looking for a bit of a last-minute present idea, Nigel. So, yeah, what have you got, mate?
Tim Paisley has kindly sent me his new book, Carp, Bait and Nutritional Recognition, A Hypothesis.
Yeah, I think I'll get a Marx's voucher. I'll play safe. Thanks anyway, Nigel. Cheers. Yeah.
It's Alan and Stuart Pearce. Looking ahead to December the 31st.
I can't stand New Year. It does nothing for me.
I'm the same, you know. We always like played, didn't we? So New Year's Eve was a no-go.
Yes. Yeah.
But even now, you know, people just get hammered, don't they? And they make a fool of themselves.
Yeah, they can happen. Terrible, I mean, Al, you would never do that, of course, especially, say, the morning after a big night at Cheltenham if you were working the following day.
The Irish just stopped England. Let's say a very good morning to Harlequins and England scrum half, fly half. Danny Kerr joins us. Danny, a good morning.
Morning, lads. You all right?
Yeah, good, mate.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, what's next then?
Let's drop in on the two mics and see what Mr. Parry's been up to.
And who was the victor on the night? Mohammed's boy Ali, he won the fight.
Yeah, it's great.
Much as usual, really.
It's very rabbinical, I think.
Nothing's really changed,
great
did
effort,
it? Yeah. Now, here's Big Sam on breakfast talking Liverpool.
In there, Van Dijk particularly.
Which some player doesn't know.
And Robertson, left back. And, Alexander Trent Arnott, right back.
I do love Alexander Trent Arnott. It'd be great if he called him that if he was still in charge of England. Yeah.
And back to Fisherman's Blues. And Nigel told us about his night out.
Yeah.
I went to the cinema during the week and I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. What a voice, that guy. If you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody,
yeah. I can't remember his name, but what a voice!
Oh, he's tremendous, isn't he?
Just it was beautiful.
I'm sure he'd be thrilled.
Got out of that one perfectly, didn't he?
Yeah, no one noticed.
Now here's Big Alan with Laura Woods and Dean Saunders on breakfast, and we didn't realise old Dino was such a good impressionist.
Mm. Oh, I'd love to see Arsene Wenger in the jungle. He's Do you know why? Because. Well, you know, usually,
I didn't see it. Yeah. I didn't see the
spider.
Well,
but them rats climbing over your ass, and I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I never saw the rats.
It's a terrible Arsene Wenger, but it's a good Rob Brydon doing Roger Moore.
It's a very good Roger Moore.
It sounds like Rob Brydon's Roger Moore, the kind of slightly Welsh lil, or Tom Jones after a night out. You can see he couldn't get me, but not at all French.
Yep.
So what's next, Andy?
It's the TalkSport quarter of the week to the sports bar.
Kev, Spurs fan, welcome to the show, mate. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Yeah, I just want to say hello.
Talk Sport, caller of the week.
Just want to say hello. It's lovely you do that. Just keep an eye on them, the boys. Yeah. Now, this is journalist Tom Hopkinson on Weekend Breakfast with Georgie and Cass, chatting about Harry Redknapp in the jungle.
The one thing that they got wrong with this is that didn't they all get the way they all go to the jungle? It would have been so much funnier if he pulled up with Kevin Bond driving him. I just thought that would be like the.
It would have been funny if he walked into the jungle actually, and instead of having, you know, instead of Mrs. Redknapp, it was one of his number twos, his famous, like, you know, managers from one of his clubs.
Yeah, Kevin Bond.
Yeah, Kevin Bond, that's the one, yeah.
That'd be it. Yeah, that, well, that would have been even better, wouldn't it, if he turned up in the jungle with Kevin Bond. So, and finally, Andy.
Yes, if you ever find yourself sitting in front of Fisherman's Blues host Nigel Botherway on a plane, whatever you do, don't put your seat right back.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, I had a reel taken off me on one occasion. I mean, okay, it was a big reel, you know, a big sort of deep sea reel. But I thought, you know, what do they think I'm going to do with this? You know, like strangle people with the line or what?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose, I mean, you could garrote somebody with the line, but just the same as you could with a shoelace or...
Giving it a lot of thought, isn't it? Don't put your seat back, whatever you do.
It's quite hard to garrote somebody with a shoelace.
Don't try that at home. That's all we're saying, but he seems to have dwelt on it a little bit too long. Anyway, there's the clips of the week. These are the people that sent them in that were played beyond the team. Nelly, Arnold Anderson, Pete M, Lee Jones, Adrian Sherlock, Emma de Smudge, Mark Benham, D Jam, Ruthless, David Clark, and Roger in Durham. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089. Tweet it to TSH&J. You need to give us a day and a time, if you can, please, so we can listen back. And if it's played Friday afternoon, you'll get a credit like those guys did there. You can listen to the clips back at your leisure if you download it around 5 o'clock on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcast. That's the word I couldn't find. And the H&J Daily Best Bits of this afternoon show, you can also download that around the same time.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.